And level 5 lockdown looks set to continue for many more weeks as the variant strain of COVID now dominates and fatalities this month could reach 1,000. Last night, NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency Team, gave its latest briefing. Professor Philip Nolan, who chairs the Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group, that said while the R number, the reproduction rate, is now below 0.5, below 1, so it's between 0.5 and 0.8, nonetheless, said Professor Nolan, it will be hard to keep it at that level for two reasons in particular.
Our estimate of reproduction number is that it is somewhere between 0.5 and 0.8. And that low reproduction number reflects the very low levels of contact that I've shown you on previous slides, and presumably also the level of care that people are taking in any context that they do have to have. I do have to say, though, that this is going to be really difficult to sustain for two reasons. We're all going to find it hard to maintain that very low level of contact. And secondly, we have a headwind in the form of an increased prevalence of the B117 variant. And because that's more transmissible, reproduction number is going to drift upwards even if we keep our level of social contact constant. We do have a challenge on our hands to maintain suppression of the virus and continue to bring case numbers down and therefore bring hospitalisation and mortality down.
Professor Philip Nolan on the modelling, and the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, described travel restrictions as an important tool to slow the spread of variants.
We need people to do the responsible thing and listen to the advice to not travel in the first instance. That has to apply to people who are travelling into the country for discretionary reasons, and it also has to apply to people who are here and who may well be thinking about planning a holiday in the not terribly distant future, and there maybe are inducements for people which I don't think are particularly responsible in terms of some of the advertising we've heard about, you know, what people can think about doing now that we've got vaccines on the horizon. So we urge people, as countries right across Europe are doing, to avoid all non-essential travel, and then all of our public health measures are at ensuring that we deter that, if you like, in as much as possible, deter people from making the decision to travel. And then we do have to have measures in place that give us some chance of picking up infection in respect of those individuals who choose not to follow our public health advice. So people travelling for discretionary reasons are people who are choosing not to follow our public health advice. We have to be clear about that.
Our science correspondent, George Lee, was following that briefing in full. And George, let's start with that strong message from the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan. Don't go on holidays. Ignore the ads.
Yes, well, you see, they're so concerned about the impact of these new variants that the UK variant, which is, well, I suppose the proper description is the variant of the virus which was first identified in the UK.
B117.
B117, that variant, we now know, it latches on to the ACE receptors, which the part of your cells in your respiratory tract, much, much tighter than the existing, than the traditional variant. It also has other changes in it, and it becomes much more highly, a higher virus load, and it spreads, and it is more transmissible than the others. It has now become the dominant strain in Ireland. Of all the cases that we have now, they're saying about 62% of them are this UK strain. So it has come in so fast. We didn't know an awful lot about it till just before Christmas, and now we know that it is dominant, and it will, that 62% is going to grow. It becomes more difficult to contain the spread of the virus, particularly when you slip up, because it spreads so fast. And the big concern is, what if another virus strain comes in? And we know of the other two, one from Brazil and one from South Africa. We also know there were cases of the South African one here. So they're very, very worried, particularly when you see what is happening in the likes of nursing homes and the impact on the elderly of the current strain and the current wave of the disease. So it is a very, very important thing for them to make sure that they're locking the door, to make sure as much as possible that we don't have additional problems. So they want people to take that advice very, very seriously.
The case numbers are coming down, but the death rate is going up, and the age profile of those getting sick, George, that's also going up.
Yes. Now, firstly, in terms of the case numbers coming down, we have to remember that so far it's relatively small. It's only in the last couple of days that you could actually see something that you might consider to be the case numbers coming down. And it's a desktop exercise which is doing this. If you talk to the HSE, they might raise their eyebrows about that, because what they're seeing is continued pressure in relation to the health services. So when you look at the numbers which are presented by the people who look at all this data, what they're saying is it looks right now as if the number of cases in the country is falling at a rate of between 7 and 10% per day. That is really, really good. We now have the reproduction number down to 0.5 to 0.8. If you kept it like that under normal circumstances, you know, you'd be heading in the right direction. But they're saying that we are such a high level of disease already in the country that it would take an awful lot of effort at this level to bring it down to levels at which you could even consider reducing your restrictions. But they say the other thing about it is it's going to be very difficult to maintain the efforts that we have for such a long period of time, and particularly as that UK variant and the increased transmissibility continues to grow. But we're going in the right direction. The level of close contacts and people of cases who are positive is down to 2.1. They say that that's about as low as it can go. So we have everything thrown at it. It's a question of keeping it going. But in the health service, in the hospitals, they don't see that yet. They're still dealing with an awful crisis.
Just to that, George, in the past half an hour, 45 minutes, HSE boss Paul Reid has tweeted, "We've never seen 66% of patients in ICU, 211 is the number, being treated for the same illness. We're battling hard to sustain safe levels of care, but it's getting harder. 300 patients are also receiving respiratory support outside of ICU. Nothing is more serious." So that's the message from the HSE, and we'll be talking to Colm Henry as well as the World Health Organization later in the programme. But one thing I want to ask you about, George, the issue of travellers again, and what Tony Houlihan said about the testing missing 40% of cases, and this is in the context of questions about the need for quarantine for incoming travellers.
Yes, it's because there's so many people for whom the virus is growing or hasn't come to the point at which a test will pick up the vaccine or pick up the evidence of the virus. There's huge holes in relation to when a person were to get tested. You know, if you have symptoms and you get tested, it's very clear that you are likely to test positive. But if you don't have a level of virus in your system which is of a certain level, well, then you won't show up on that test. So there's bound to be a lot of people coming through who wouldn't have that clarity. So you can see exactly how they're concerned. It's across Europe this particular concern is. And, I heard Angela Merkel speak about the possibility of having to introduce some kind of border controls unless there's increased efforts and agreement with regard to what we should do about inward travel, because this is an issue for everybody.
All right.
And it's so easy to move from one place to another.
George Lee, science correspondent. Thank you.